Hey everybody, today is Free Ride Friday, so hang on to the end of the episode to hear who won this week's free ride. If you want to win a free ride to the $100 MBA training and community, that's over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, a community forum, workbooks, a whole lot more. All you have to do is leave us an iTunes rating and review, and every Friday we do a random draw to see who wins this week's free ride. It's our way to give back and say thank you to all of those who showed us love on iTunes. Thank you so much for that. We'll be announcing today's Free Ride Friday winner at the end of the episode, so check it out. Let's jump right into the episode. Hey-o! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the official business podcast for action takers and game changers with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today you will learn how best to integrate social media with your website. This is a lesson that's well overdue. My stance on this topic is very particular and makes a lot of waves in our space, but for good reason. Let's find out why. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by DaVinci Virtual Office Solutions. If you're an entrepreneur that's on the go that really doesn't have a physical location, DaVinci Virtual's got your back. They help level the playing field for your company so you can achieve maximum potential with minimum overhead. Get a live receptionist to answer your phone calls. Get a killer business address from over 1,000 locations. Reserve an office or a meeting space in any city. DaVinci's got you covered. Get the risk-free trial right now. Go to DaVinciVirtual.com/MBA and make it happen. That's DaVinciVirtual.com/MBA. I want to preface this lesson with saying I acknowledge and understand the importance of social media in marketing your business. If you follow me on Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn, you know that we're active on social. But how social media integrates with your website is a different matter. You see, I come from the frame of mind that your website is where business actually gets done. This is where money changes hands and people actually do business with you. That doesn't really happen on social. I believe the purpose of social media is to invite your audience to your website. So you're driving traffic from social media to your website, not the other way around. Again, your website's where things get done. That's where you do business. This is where you want them to be. That's the destination. If you go to 100mba.net, you'll see that we have no like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, social media icons. And we didn't forget, this is by design. If you have gotten a visitor to your website, that's it. That's where they should be. That's the destination. That's where you build relationships and eventually do business. Why do you want them to navigate away from your website so they can like your Facebook page? What's that really going to do when you already have them on your website? Now they're on Facebook, and you know there's no coming back from that. With all the distractions of their newsfeed and their notifications saying, check me, you just lost them. They're on Facebook now. Now you got to get them back to your site all over again, either through social or through an ad, a paid ad, or writing a great piece that shows up in the search engines. You just had them on your site, and you lost them because you asked them to like a page. Now, you might be asking, Omar, how am I supposed to get more likes and follows and continue the conversation on social if I don't have these icons on my website? Good question. First of all, I'm not saying you should have no icons on your website. I'm just saying don't make them so intrusive. You know, you might want to put them on the footer of your website so if they're looking for it, they can find it. You don't have to be fanatical like I am. But you can also do what we do. We share social through email. See, for us, we want to build a relationship with our visitors. We want to make sure that we give them value and we continue to give them value so they could feel like we genuinely want to help them, because we do. And the way we do that is through email. So we really try hard to ask for their email. We give them great courses for free. We give them guides. We give them a whole lot of free stuff in exchange for their email. And by the way, email is the answer. It's proven to be more effective than social. It's actually 1,800% more effective than a follow or a tweet or a like. So having somebody opt into your email list is a lot more valuable. Email needs to be dealt with, needs to be read, needs to be archived, needs to be deleted. Social can be ignored. So what we do is once somebody subscribes to our email list in our welcome email where we welcome them to our community, Now, again, this is just the free community. This is for them just being on our email list because they opted in for one of our free gifts. On that welcome email, we share our social profiles and invite them to join us there. But now I've built a relationship. Now I have their email, and now we're email pen pals, and now we can continue to build relationships the right way. But without their email, I go home empty-handed. I don't get anything. They just come to my website, go to my like on Facebook, little icon there, they navigate away, and they're gone. I don't know if they'll ever come back. But now I can continue to give them value through email. And I got to share my social media with them in my welcome email. Guys, I got more on this topic, but before we go on, I got to give love to today's sponsor, DaVinci Virtual. Just because you're a small business doesn't mean you can't be a big player in your market. And that's where DaVinci Virtual Office Solutions comes in. They help you with services that help you serve your audience in a big way, like having a team of friendly DaVinci receptionists to answer all your calls, like having a killer business address from over 1,000 iconic locations. You can reserve day offices or meeting spaces online via their app when you need it and where you need it, and you only pay for what you use. DaVinci helps entrepreneurs become something bigger. They give your business a powerful image and gives you the support you deserve so you can focus on your talents and grow your business. There's no long-term contracts, no equipment to buy, no staff to hire. It's super easy. Get their exclusive risk-free trial now at DaVinciVirtual.com/MBA. That's DaVinciVirtual.com/MBA. There is one element of social media we do use on our site, but it doesn't navigate you away from the website. It's a share on social feature. We have it on the bottom of all our pages, especially our blog posts, and this allows readers to share the content they're consuming on social media. It's a pop-up overlay that allows them to tweet or do a Facebook status update, sharing that piece of content. They stay on the site, but they get to use social. Guys, again, this is just my take on social media on your website. This is what works for us. Take it in consideration in the decision you make for your business. I hope it was helpful. But now it's time to announce this week's Free Ride Friday winner. And this week's winner is Errand Woman. Errand Woman says, great biz podcast, 5 stars. I often thought of getting my MBA, and now I can in only 10 minutes a day. Smiley face with sunglasses. Little emoji there. Congratulations, Errand Woman. Your mission is to email us at contact@100mba.net so we can hook you up with a free ride. Congratulations. Over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, a whole lot more. Welcome to the community. Guys, we do this every week. Just drop us an iTunes rating and review. Just click on the cover art on your iPhone right now. You'll see a link that says write us a rating and review, and you'll enter our weekly draw every week on Free Ride Friday. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. Social media is a tool. It's something that can help you market your business. It's something that can help you build a community and all that stuff. But it's not the actual business. Some people focus more on social than their actual website, their actual products, their actual services. It's there to help you, but you don't do business there. Make sure you have your house in order, you have your website in order, and that you're offering great value so when people do come from social media, you win them over. Guys, I love being with you every single day on the $100 MBA Show. I hope to check you tomorrow on Q&A weekends. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.